Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. Just yesterday in the Gospel, we heard of the rather emphatic and dramatic cause of Christ's desire to preach from a boat. That is, because the multiple great multitudes from basically everywhere were so pressing upon him, dashing up to him, that he likely would be crushed. Now, since Mark did not say that he got into the boat on this occasion, that won't happen until the next chapter of the Gospel. The emphasis for us then is simply that there were those who pressed upon Christ so that they might be healed of their infirmities. The instinctually necessary reality of achieving the closest proximity to that sacred flesh in order that our flesh might be relieved of its maladies. Secondly, in yesterday's Gospel, we heard that every unclean spirit in that crowd who saw him confessed that he was the Son of God. These two indications by the evangelist Mark points toward two essential qualities of Christ as priest, as perfect priest, there in the chaotic mess of the throng of sinners and demons. All of that is the content of another homily, I assure you. But today, we shift the emotive force of Christ's command over body and spirit and find him very much away from the crowd. He is up in the mountain and calling those whom he wanted close to himself, no longer pressed by a rabble of a crowd, getting from him what they wanted. Christ is now calling out of that multitude specific men, so specific that each name is given, and granting them the power to drive out demons, to heal the infirmities of others, as some translations include, to go out and preach, and first of all, to be with him. Essentially, what Mark has done for us in the span of two paragraphs is to give us the kind of priesthood that Christ has come to inaugurate in the world, and then to make other specific men share in, partake of, act in the stead of his one priesthood. Which means that we are, you and I, my brother priests, and priests in spe sitting in the choir, we are meant to endure the crushing effect of a world pressing upon us with all its desires for relief from physical and spiritual maladies, since we are called out to be the mediators between God and man, carrying the good news from God into the world, as well as carrying the petitions and desires of a people bereft of consolation and health from the world back to God. It is then no small moment when an individual approaches us in the marketplace, in a parking lot, stopped at a traffic light, and begs from us some small, seemingly insignificant petition. Oh, Father, please pray for my daughter. Oh, Father, please pray for my husband. Oh, Father, please pray for my health. This is the multitude pressing upon Christ, not upon me. I have no right to be short-tempered busy about some other business. I have been called out of the multitude, so that the multitude might have an avenue to get to Christ. And this is the reality that ought to rattle us, priests, out of our complacency of spirit every day. The demons fell down in front of Christ there on the shoreline and cried out, "Thou art the Son of God." Christ's priesthood is perfect, not simply because he was a mediator between God and man, preaching to the world and praying and suffering for it in return. His is a perfect priesthood because he is God. And that makes his mediation perfectly able to bridge the transcendent gap between God and man. We priests now share in that perfect priesthood, and so have the ability through this sacrifice on the altar today to bridge that transcendent gap, becoming perfect mediators. And this should scare me, humble me, that I, in my own weakness and littleness, can act in the stead of such a person. Which is to say, that it is by no merit of our own that we preach and are able to convert hearts, that we speak words and infirmities are completely healed, sins wiped away, that we pray and demons are driven out. All this only happens because Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. Or to put it in the reformulated words of Pope Benedict XVI, Christ says to each priest by name, "I have called you my son, and you shall indeed be the sacrifice for my people. I have called you into the grand orchestration of my saving work. You shall be another Christ to my people, dwelling among them as my instrument of mercy. For you shall be in Christ, for Christ, and with Christ, at the service of all men." With Christ, at the service of all men. In our gospel today, the first reason Mark gives for Christ calling the 12 men into the service of the priesthood is exactly this. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him. Grant, O Lord, in your goodness, that we whom you have called to yourself because you wanted us, might so desire always simply to be with you as the antidote to our anxieties, the rock to our instability, and the consolation in our sorrows. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.